Sam Electric Ghost, and we're on Wisdom. This is a new podcast platform, and we're trying it out. And we'd like you to check out our sponsors. We've got Newsly.me, and if you can stop scrolling and start listening, use promo code GHOST2021. That's GHOST2021. That still works, and you receive 1 month free premium subscription. And you also should check out our other sponsor, which is Double Jack Online. They are a charity-focused philanthropic online lottery, so go to visit doublejack.online or use www.doublejack.online/phantomelectricghost. Again, that's www.doublejack.online/phantomelectricghost. And you can do NFTs, you can do, which is like art, converting your art to digital art and sell that over OpenSea. They do crowdfunding, they're getting into that, and you can do an online lottery, and if you become an influencer for them, you get side income. And then again, if you want to support us, and we do podcast interviews, and you can contact us directly, you can check out our PayPal Me. If you go to our SoundCloud for Phantom Electric Ghost, or Spotify, you hit the COVID artist support button, you can donate $1, $5, $10, well, probably only five, you know, $10 is probably the best because I think they take fees out, and that would help support us. So now we're going to actually go and take one of our Wisdom broadcast and play it for you guys, and I hope you enjoy it.
Bedroom studio in lovely New Hampshire. Today is we're gonna talk up our new album that we're working on. It comes out in August. Think forever, and we're a fan of Electric Ghost, and we do our electronic music. We do our electronic music that's called Sound.
And we're gonna play one of the first songs off this new record, and I'm just queuing it up. It's called You. Wait, that's not it.
Thank you. So that is the first track from our forthcoming album, Peg Forever, and this is Fam Electric Ghost. That song is called You Always Said I Wasn't Your Kind. The story behind that song is we actually are a bedroom producer and we go live from our studio and do songs on our Facebook channel and YouTube, Twitch, through our StreamYard platform. And what we like to do is we found that doing a rehearsal and doing a song, kind of sketching it out before we go play live is a really interesting way to kind of drive creativity. So we have these sound sessions where we go live. We got a sound idea we might have worked out a little bit ahead of going actually live. And then we just let it perform. We just perform it, you know, stream of consciousness. So that song was like the first take of a brand new idea. And we put it down as it is. And we recorded it, not just through the video, but we also put it down onto a Zoom R20, which is a brand new multi-track recorder from Zoom. And what we like about the Zoom is we use it for our live podcasting, but it has a touch screen on it, so it kind of gives you like a DAW capability. You can actually grab the track with your finger and move it around, clone it and split it up just like on a DAW. But it's right at the hardware. It's right by our keyboard so that we can kind of control it and we change effects in real time and do all kinds of cool stuff. But the other thing about it is it's got this ability to have every instrument that's coming in have its own track and have its own channel where you can actually change the volume, fix the gain, apply effects or don't apply effects. So when you finish the recording, and you go to master it, you can actually, you know, maybe split one of the tracks up or like get rid of an error or keep it as it is or just repeat it or get rid of it or mute it. And so it gives you the ability to control. Previously on other types of hardware recorders we had before, like the R20, you can't do that. It doesn't really record to a separate track. But Zoom started to introduce in their L8 series of mixers this ability to actually get a separate stem for every input. And so what's really cool, and it's also using XLR. And then one thing we found though is on our analog sense, we had an issue where if you use a quarter inch line from an analog sense like a Moog, it's usually like a headphone output. And what does that matter? But what happens is if you have an XLR type of device like the R20 that doesn't have a lot of combo jacks on it, which means it doesn't have a combination of quarter inch and XLR, when you try to take a signal from a headphone jack output of a Moog, grandmother or mother 32 or DFAM, it won't pick up the signal. It's like super, like either it doesn't pick it up at all, or it's super low. The sound is like you can't hear it. So we had to get this thing called DI Box, which basically is a signal booster. So in our rack now, we've got a line coming from the Moog into this DI box. We got a Behringer one. And then it allows us to increase the gain on that signal and then send it into the XLR. So this is all kind of recording technique stuff. But this is the type of stuff you have to deal with when you're a hardware producer, because if you got different types of outputs coming from like analog sense and digital sense and cell phones and other things that you may have, Euro racks, they all have different levels of voltage and different types of character to their sound. So to level everything out, we've got a couple of mixers. We have a Eurorack mixer that lets us take the voltage controlled amplifier signal off our Eurorack and get it to the sound we want. We got our DI box taking in analog signals and making sure that they can come into an XLR input. And then we got our MX-1 performance mixer from Roland, which lets us take in USB quarter inch and eighth of an inch lines and then apply effects. And then we actually then bring that input into the R20. So then the R20 then separates any input coming in to an individual line into its own stem or clip. And it's a complicated way of recording, but what we find very satisfying is it lets us actually grab live recordings and then modify live recordings as if they were studio recordings, and then have a feel that kind of like 1970s, 1960s type of construction to your song. And that's kind of the point of expansion sound, is to have a punk aesthetic, have a progressive rock aesthetic, and a kind of jazz fusion aesthetic. And you can hear in that song, we did a discordant kind of section, playing discordant chords, going to the kind of cacophony section of the song, where we kind of talk about it as like a cacophony and kind of going through some kind of chaos and then coming back to the main theme, which is something you can do in jazz, and you can hear it in grunge and punk, and also progressive rock bands like Genesis and Yes, and I'm talking about like the Peter Gabriel Genesis, not the Phil Collins Genesis. One of the things we love about the idea of expansive sound is the punk aesthetic. And if you go back to like the grandfather of punk would be, you know, either Pete Townshend or Neil Young. And I would explain that in that Neil Young, when he did his Nashville albums, after that, he went right into this thing he called the Ditch Trilogy, which are his Time Fades Away, On the Beach, and then Tonight's the Night. You notice what he did is he got this kind of punk aesthetic and did like one take, second take songs. Like on Tonight's the Night, his voice is kind of off key, crackly, showing a lot of emotion, being raw, and letting the honesty of the vocals go into it, and kind of like the grunge, pre-grunge. And if you think about Pete Townshend and The Who and My Generation and a lot of The Who songs have a punk aesthetic, because Keith Moon's like, you know, soloing through the whole damn song, and Entwistle is too, and Pete's keeping the time. So they're kind of pre-Clash, pre-Sex Pistols example of music that was kind of got this punk idea. And the punk aesthetic even carries on into bands like I Love, like Who's Kadoo, Bob Mould, Grant Hart, one of my favorite punk bands of all time, The Replacements with Paul Westerberg. Really, really dig them. Joy Division, which is like, you know, really got me into new wave and kind of post-punk. And the idea with expansive sound is I can take like an idea from Bitches Brew or Sun Ra, like a Space is a Place type of thing, and bring that with a punk aesthetic. And I'm a frustrated guitar player, so I spent a lot of time trying to make my Roland Juno sound like guitars. Now, one thing I like about my Juno in the GI series, even though it's like a Rompler, is the Juno GI I have the Roland keyboard, the 61 key keyboard polysynth, has a bunch of Boss Effect stomp boxes built into the sound chain. So when you play a guitar, it's got real Boss distortion and flangers and all kinds of multiple layers of effects you can apply to a signal. And our other secret sauce is we bring in a Mother 32 analog signal into the sound to give it like some analog bass or warmth. And then because there's like this typical Roland sound structure is that they have this ability with their sound, their supernatural sound, is that the whammy bar or the modulation wheel can do feedback. And it can, if you slide your finger across the keyboard, it will do a fretboard type of sound. And so I've been able to channel heavy guitar, distorted guitar with my keyboard. They give me that punk aesthetic because I don't know how to play guitar, but I know how to play keyboard, and I figured out how to do that. So a lot of my music has that. That particular song we did was more piano-focused and drum machine-focused and some synth lines and bass in that. But we're going to show you another song from the album that is a really punk aesthetic. It's got kind of risque lyrics, but we really like it. So I'm going to play this song I did. This Coil Sea Machine, we're going to get into that right now.
On the heat.
So that an example of a punk aesthetic, and it's something that we've been really into since we got into Joy Division and bands like Husker Du and stuff, and then we found a way to do it. Now there, that's all Moog. That's a Moog DFAM drum machine. And a new technique we've been using is to use the LFO from a Mother 32 to drive the beat and extend the beat and give it some randomization, kind of like a random voltage. In addition, we've been able to use the random voltage generator sample hold out of a grandmother and drive the DFAM, and also use our Maths utility module for Make Noise to use the LFOs to drive the DFAM and find new ways to get the DFAM to sound more than what it could do. Because the thing about the Drummer from Another Mother, which is an analog drum machine, it doesn't have MIDI, it's all CV, it's all controlled voltage. So the only way you can get it to integrate is you have to bring that controlled voltage signal into a device that either has MIDI or has an output. So what we do is we have it coming into an Arteria MIDI Brute 2S, and then we bring that 2S through the DI box into a Zoom R20 to capture it. And then we record it in real time. But the other thing that we do with it is that we can drive it. It's somewhat limited, and the limitations are kind of good in music. One thing about the DFAM, it only has 8 steps. There's no MIDI. There's no real controller than a trigger button that you can just trigger things. You have to control everything with pitch and velocity dials. By controlling the pitch and the velocity, and you have 2 oscillators, and you can play around with the level or how much each oscillator is actually inputting. But the other thing is you have all these CV import inputs on a patch bay. And so you can have it internally driving it with its own capabilities, or you can bring in another synth. And the cool thing about CV is kind of like MIDI. So if I've got an Arteria that's got CV, I can get it to connect to a Moog that has CV. If I've got a Roland with CV, I can get it to connect to the Moog. And vice versa. It's kind of like a MIDI standard. It's like what people used to do before MIDI. And so you can actually get like an oscillator or an LFO from an Arteria synth to drive a Roland synth or to drive a Moog or vice versa. And that's how we actually have been increasing the capability. And when I said the limitation again, there's only 8 steps on a DFAM. So one of the ways to record a DFAM is to actually have the tape rolling on a recorder and physically change the settings while you record, which is then kind of point in time because you're not going to be able to do that again. But you'll set that track, kind of like the way the Who did Won't Get Fooled Again and Bob O'Reilly. That was all since recorded to hard tape and then looped in concert. They would actually play the tape reel to get that Bob O'Reilly blip and bop kind of sequence going. It's all running off of sequencers and then later, you know, off the tape. And then eventually once they could get it into sequencers, then they put it into sequencers. But what we do, again, is it kind of put it to the tape. And the thing about I like about like a hardware recorder compared to a computer is like my Zoom hardware recorders, I actually can use those live. Nine Inch Nails has done this as one of their techniques. Is you can actually use a like a Tascam or a Zoom, put down a track, and then have that as a basic track, and then mute any other track. So you could have your master track with your original recording, and you had some kind of sequence from a Moog. Then you could mute the other tracks and then play live. And so what we used to do when we would play live, we'd have some of these complicated sequences. We'd have them down on the R20. And then, you know, we'd have a song. We have a project, and that's the song. And it's got that original track. So, but if I want to play a bass line live, I want to play the piano part live, I want to do the vocal live, I'd like mute those tracks on the mixer and then play live to my tape, which is way more reliable than running a DAW, because I've never had any of my hardware recorders kind of crap out or go down. So they're computers, but they seem to be more reliable than a PC. And there's just one box instead of two, so less likely to go down. So that's one thing. And so, yeah, that song is an example of using an analog synth to kind of have some randomization and allow you to seem like you're a punk kind of band, but you're just one person playing. Now, we have some other songs to have heavy guitar. And one of the songs we have a really heavy guitar on that I want to get into is a song I wrote. Wait, that you gotta get to the next song. we've got a bunch of songs that we wrote, and one of the songs we really like a lot is it shows off our kind of guitar style. And is it Only the Hard Boys Get the F You? And so that song, it used my Josephine voice. And the whole thing with Josephine Electric is the whole story with her. Is when I first started learning how to sing, I really didn't like this male voice. And lately I've been using it more. But when I first started Family Electric Ghost, I had an idea is the band is full of ghosts. And Josephine's a ghost. And she's a woman that died, became a ghost, is stuck in limbo, found this other group of ghosts with Phantom, and created the band Family Electric Ghost, where a bunch of ghosts actually have this rock band. And people, some don't really know they're ghosts because they take physical form. And then they play, they go on tour, and they're like Family Electric Ghost, but it's like the whole trick is like they're actually really ghosts doing a band, but people think they're a band. And Josie is the lead singer. At the beginning of the band, she's singing like all the songs. And then lately in the last year, I've actually started to use my male voice more, so I have Phantom singing more of the songs. But this song here is a song about kind of codependent love, and it's got a punk aesthetic, and it's got the Josephine voice, so we're going to try this. It's called Only the Whole Hard Boys Get to F You, and I'm going to play that right now. Codependent love, and that's the idea of that song. It's only the hard boys get to touch this girl, and Josie's talking about how you know, it's like a codependent relationship, and you know, they might talk about how they want real love, but they always go with this guy that's kind of negative love. And you can hear in there is that's the Roland GI with the Boss FX built onto it with a Moog kind of signal, and it giving it a very heavy guitar sound, and it's all, that's not sampled, it's all playing live on a Roland to make it sound like a guitar. And it's part of our technique, it's part of our Phantom thing that we've been doing since we started the band in 2016. And this is all about a new album coming out called Peg Forever in August. And it's not out yet, but it'll be coming out. And another song we got that's interesting is kind of into our new wave style. We call it Look in Her Eyes, and we're going to play that one right now. The look in her eyes, and it's got this new wave vibe. Again, we're using the Roland GI, Juno GI for the guitar, using a Moog grandmother to kind of do that new wave synth sounds you hear in there. And using, in that case, we're actually using a JDXI, and the drums machines is either a, it's not a 909, it's probably like maybe a 606 or six on one of those. Yeah, it's got a bunch of drums in it. It's like it's got a 909, it's got an 808, it's got a 727, 626, it's got a bunch of them. I can't remember if it was one of the six series drum machines from Roland, which are really interesting. And what we do with the JDXI is we extend the drums with a BeatStep Pro from Arteria. It's been our primary tool when we play live because it allows us to be a one-person band. Because we've got the all the drum parts set up as projects, and you can do this whole mode where you can have chain patterns. And a chain pattern basically can build a song and use a randomization and a probability mode on a drum machine. And you can get it to, if you write a bunch of different patterns that are kind of in the same tempo, you can jump from project to project with low latency. So we like it because we can immediately get into a groove. We can also even create drums and patterns on the fly. It's also CB controlled, so we can do cool things with that. So we kind of go back and forth between the DFAM and the Arteria BeatStep Pro hookup to the JDXI to do a lot. And our rig is basically designed so that we're a one-person band. A combination of using a lot of analog and digital sequencers, using the Zoom R20 for backing tracks and muting and unmuting tracks. And we also have another tool that we use. We have a Teenage Engineering OPZ, and we actually use that a lot. We've got a Make Noise sampler the morphidine that we can use for different things. And on top of that, recently we got in the Kai Force and the JD08. So we've got a lot of cool toys in the attic, and we use them quite frequently to come up with different songs. Because I mean, if you come a song starting from like a Moog structure, it's totally different than if you start from an OPZ or you start from something like an Akai Force. So it's dependent on how we feel. And if we feel kind of in a modern clip-based mode, we'll build something on our Akai. If we want to use, we've got a bunch of different mics. We've got this 512 mic, audio mic we're using right now. We also have a studio electronics mic, and then we have a ZDM1 from Zoom, but we're going through a Soyuz launcher, and it makes that, we've been using that, the ZDM1 with the Soyuz analog preamp, for a lot of the male voices on the last album. So the Phantom Electric Ghost voice, rather than the Josephine voice, goes through the ZDM1 with a Soyuz launcher. When we do Josephine Electric, it's usually a studio electronics going through a VT1 or a VT3 or VT4 vocal transformer from Roland. And we pitch it to like a soprano mode to create Josephine. And then the 512 audio mic we've been using with the Akai Force a lot. We actually have it going through Zoom L8 to get the preamp signals. And we have, because different songs deserve different things, we use different mics for the different styles of music we use. So the next song, you see if we're going to do one more song from this album that comes out in August. It'll be on all platforms. And we'll be pushing it again. We'll be talking more about it. We have a song called Boca Como Uma Bustita. So we're going to play that. And it's got a really kind of heavy drum that we can, again, that's the BeatStep Pro, but we're also in this song we're using the Moog grandmother, and a lot of strange distortion is coming from the ability of the grandmother to do FM synthesis and the spring reverb and a lot of cool capability. The Moog oscillators are just nothing like them. And we find it really good for making a lot of dissonance. With a lot of our sound does take a nod to like a Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails type of thing. And again, our love of kind of heavy new wave, kind of Joy Division type of new wave, industrial type of sound. because of that punk aesthetic, because we've always wanted to try to drive like a Husker Du level power with synths that we feel that sometimes, you know, synths have been used in maybe a way that people have been like, well, I don't want to see a synth band. I want to see hard rock. So we try to make Peg or Family of Your Ghost have that kind of hard edge. And when we play live, people have been surprised how heavy we can be with just a synth. In some cases, we've actually had a guitar player come with us to kind of give us that extra oomph in a kind of Nine Inch Nail tradition. Because, you know, a lot of what we do like is that punk aesthetic, that rock sound to our music. So this is just a short preview. This album is a pretty long album. It's an hour and a half. We're not going to go through every track. But it is a good representation of our style, from kind of free jazz, piano, ballads, to heavy punk, to beat-focused music. It has got a heavy kind of sexed-up focus and a kind of story of codependency and, people being kind of, you know, the characters in the album are basically, you know, searching for things and trying to get out of a kind of love is falling and love is ascendant, but then running into issues that cause all kinds of, you know, tragedy and miscommunication. And so it says it's got a theme. Originally, the album was going to be called Catfish and Hard Boys. And that version of the album was like 5 hours long. And then we brought it down to an hour and a half, which was hard for us. We took a lot of songs out of it. And we're still thinking about the Catfish and the Hard Boys song. And that was like the theme. It was like a kind of catfish by these hard kind of scamming people. But it still got that theme. And we just changed it to Peg Forever because, you know, we kind of thought that was more catchy. But it's still got this kind of Catfish and the Hard Boys theme is the original concept. And these are playlists that are out on my SoundCloud. You can kind of get the picture of the full record. The full Catfish and the Hard Boys is out there. If you want to see what the whole big picture of a very long album is, over 5 to 6 hours long. then there's a smaller version. The playlist of the Peg Forever on SoundCloud actually has songs that aren't going to be on the album. So if you go to our SoundCloud, you can check it out. It's the Family Electric Ghost on SoundCloud. And we are also a podcaster that does a video podcast. And if you want to get into our video podcast, send us a direct message. And we do video podcasts that go to Spotify video podcast and live. They go to Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook and YouTube. We primarily interview musicians. So if you want to get in touch with us, we do that. We also encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel because we want to monetize it. And also as an artist on SoundCloud and Spotify, Family Electric Ghost, because we can't tour as heavy as we used to and we do the podcast for free, we encourage people to do $5 donations through our PayPal Me link, COVID link, that's out there, to support link for any artist. And if you out there and you support YouTubers and you donate, I would encourage you that when you see an artist that you like on SoundCloud or Spotify, and you see that COVID support button, to give whatever you can to that artist, not just us, but any artist that you like, because a lot of artists, we don't get that much money from streaming, we get like 0.004 of a penny. So if you really dig what we're doing, and you like the fact that we do these podcasts, we podcast interview artists, multiple genre, not just electronic, we talk to Nashville artists from Germany, Japan, Iceland, USA, everywhere. And we do it for free. We take that out of our time, and we support these artists with these hour-long interviews. In order, we have to pay fees to be online, and we basically eat the fee out of our artist earnings. So if you want to help us out and you think it's cool to have podcasters interviewing emerging artists, brand new artists, and letting people know about it, I would encourage you to go out to our SoundCloud and hit the support button on our profile. Donate $1, $2, whatever. Also to our Spotify has the same button. It would be really cool. Or if you can't do that, at least subscribe or subscribe to our SoundCloud. Because it's important as a musician, if you actually like a song, hit the like button. If you really like it, hit the download button. If you really, really like it, put it on a playlist. If you're totally in love with us, hit the donate buttons. and things like that. That is very important to an artist, helps us out. And sometimes people forget, they think music is free. It's not exactly free. We put a lot of time into it. So if you could do that, it would be really cool. And we'll talk to you later. So this is Phantom Electric Ghost back. We wanted to remind everybody to check out our sponsor, Newsly, www.newsly.me. And use the promo code GHOST2021 to receive 1 month premium-free subscription. Stop scrolling and start listening. Check out Newsly. They read the news back to you in a natural human voice. And our podcast is also there. Thank you again for listening to Phantom Electric Ghost. This is Phantom Electric Ghost, and Newsly is an audio app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. So for the first time in history on the net, the web becomes listenable. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing, stop scrolling, start listening. They have podcasts as well, so explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries. Our podcast, the Phantom Electric Ghost Podcast, is on there too. So download and use Newsly for free now from www.newsly.me. So that's www.newsly.me, and that's N-E-W-S-L-Y, N-E-W-S-L-Y.me. And so use the promo code GHOST2021 and receive a one-month free premium subscription. So like, that's a pretty cool deal. So all you got to do is use GHOST2021, and you get a one-month free premium subscription to Newsly. Check it out. You'll like it. I listen to it every day, and it's really great. Thank you. And keep on listening to Peg and everything else on Anchor FM and Spotify Podcast. Thank you.